Jumping Through History with Mario. When Nintendo entered the video game market, the company had no idea it was about to create one of the most popular characters of all time. With his signature red cap and blue overalls, Mario is even more recognizable than Mickey Mouse. What is less known is that his rise to fame involved a substantial amount of luck. Mario first appeared in the 1981 arcade game Donkey Kong, where he was referred to simply as Jumpman. It wasn't until 1982 that Nintendo renamed the character Mario, a decision that, according to a widely circulated story, was brought on by an argument over rent with Mario Segale, who owned the warehouse that Nintendo was using as its American headquarters. Mario's characteristic appearance is also a happy byproduct of circumstance. Technological limitations during the 1980s made it difficult to render features like hair and mouths, so Shigeru Miyamoto gave his character a wide red cap and a thick mustache, efficiently using the available pixels to make Mario look as detailed as possible. Likewise, Mario wears overalls because his arms needed to contrast in color with his body, so players could tell he was moving them when he ran. Given how recognizable Mario is today, the restrictions placed on his design turned out to be a blessing in disguise.